That's the spirit.
Phoning all the way from Christchurch, Professor Peter Lynham.
Yes, indeed. Down, invited to attend at all expenses paid accounts. Terrorism conference.
A counter-terrorism conference.
Yes, and I'm not quite clear why I've been invited, so I'm wanting you to help me to work out.
Well, would it have anything to do with your religious expertise?
I mean, that's the only thing I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
But
unless you've got some other hidden talents we don't know about.
Well, I'm not speaking at this conference or anything like that.
Right.
Perhaps I need to be instructed on seeing religion more shrewdly as a centre of terrorism.
Is it because people seem to relate terrorist things to, like, the motives behind stuff always comes back to some kind of religion in some way or another sometimes?
It could be. Mm. I mean, remember, this is Christchurch, and it's arisen from the events of March 15th, 2019. So there is a religious aspect in. And maybe that sort of hatred stirs up terrorism as much as anything.
Sure.
Or is it, and it's an interesting thought, that one of the delicate tasks that they called in academics to try and help with was when religious groups were kind of derailed and going in crazy directions. The most famous one of these was the Waco terrorism incident back in 1998, was it? So this was when the group of Branch Davidians, the FBI, decided that they were building up a huge ammunition factory and were going to attack the principles of America. And so they began a siege. And then another department of government began to try and negotiate with the Branch Davidians. And the Branch Davidians, who were convinced that the end of the world was nigh, and it must have felt like that with the FBI and the BATF, that was the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco and Firearms, the American Department, Curious Department.
What an interesting combination.
It's a strange combination. But everything that might be smuggled. Whether to avoid tax. Well, in America, it's just to avoid tax, I guess. But they brought in a series of religious experts who tried to negotiate with the Branch Davidians and had to, in a sense, enter into their world of fantasy and imagination. And they were making some progress, but the BATF and the FBI could not bear it any longer. So they bombed the building, and, of course, what happened then was that there was a horrendous firebomb developed that spread through the building, and there was no place to hide. The buildings in Waco were completely burned out, and I think it was 213 people died. Not a single person, I think, survived. Oh, and yet, the negotiations, well, was certain. It's a puzzle. Can you negotiate with people whose view of the world is so totally different from everybody else's? Mm.
And but so absolute as well, you know, like, it seems like just tunnel vision kind of sets in for some people. And
I do think that that aspect of the potential of religion to take such a divergent view of the world, and so to get factions, and there are always only factions of major world religions. So, you know, both within Islam and Christianity, there are any number of these extremist groups, but what's their potential to do violence to the state? And I guess that's a major concern. But then animosity towards religion can also be a motivation for violence. And so religion weaves its way into the story of violence pretty severely.
Mm. I know you asked us about what we thought your role in this conference might be, but do you have any, are you just spectating, or are you having conversations with people?
No, I'm just spectating, although I presume that there's going to be workshops and discussions. No, I'm not speaking. It's interesting that the speakers do include Anjum Rahman from the Islamic Women's Federation, and do include a woman from the Jewish Council. But by and large, it's, you know, government terrorism people. Mm. It's the Prime Minister, it's Rebecca Kitteridge from the SIS, and such bodies like that. So, I mean, most of this conference will be a complete zero interest to me. I do not plan in my next life to set myself up as a counterterrorism specialist. But I do think that governments don't understand religion.
Mm.
And I think that's where probably voices from the sidelines are useful.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, who wouldn't want it as a Christian?
Do you think that there will be some sort of hope in the background that they sort of are hoping you'll disseminate some of the, I don't know, some of the information that you gather at the conference?
I think certainly what they're trying to do is to disseminate understanding that today terrorism is pretty widespread. You know, they're global phenomena, and you can't expect that New Zealand can be completely isolated from terrorist activity.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the obvious ways that they spread is through religious extremism.
Mm.
And if, you know, well, we already know that religious extremism must have been a factor in the minds of the shooter on March 15th. So ways in which that kind of extremism is diffused sound a very good idea.
Mm.
But the trouble is that the terrorist as a target, I mean, this is a very vague target. How are we to know who is the terrorist? And what's bothered me about a lot of the talk of lists of people who are on the, you know, potentially terrorist groups is that it's such a vague definition.
Right.
And but almost by definition, it's a vague definition because, I mean, nobody's going to go around declaring that they're going to do acts of terror.
Mm.
Well, if they do, they're going to be stopped pretty smartly, I would have thought, and not achieve very much.
Yeah, but I'm saying that some do kind of say things on the internet and then, you know, nobody, everyone just kind of like, you know, and they're in the radical little chat rooms and stuff.
Yeah.
But people seem to find that retrospectively.
Yeah, which is concerning. They do. It is interesting what they uncover, but that suggests that, I mean, a lot of people stacks of students make stupid remarks that could easily be taken as, you know, anti-Semitic or anti-Islamic or, you know, or whatever. And
it comes back around a freedom of speech situation, doesn't it?
And that's the other side of it, that any democracy walks a tightrope here.
Mm.
Because if they were to genuinely counter terrorism, we'd end up with a state looking more like China, I guess, where religious freedoms are horrendously curtailed. So, I mean, I think New Zealand knows about these dilemmas, and I'm not quite sure whether I wait to be convinced that talking fests are going to be successful in having to be dealt with. But it's going to be intriguing watching, if you like, the footwork that goes on in the course of the next 2 days.
Right. Well, we trust you'll report back to us, Peter, of course.
Keep you posted. Yep.
Right on. Okay.
Very good. Okay.
Take it easy.
Post-terrorism seminar.
Perfect.
Cheers, Peter.